Job. Job was a very good man. He always did what was right. He obeyed God's commandments. Job was also a rich man. He had many animals and servants. He had a wife and 10 children. God had given him many blessings. God knew Job was a righteous man. Satan also knew Job was righteous. Satan said Job was righteous because God had given him so many blessings. Satan said Job would not be righteous if his blessings were taken away. God said Satan could take away everything Job had, but Satan could not hurt Job. Then Satan would see that Job would still be righteous. One day, 4 servants came to Job. They said all of Job's oxen and servants had been killed. They said a fire had burned all his sheep. They said his camels had been stolen. They said a strong wind blew down Job's son's house. All Job's children were killed. Job had nothing left. Job was very sad, but he was not angry at God. He fell to the ground and worshiped God. He said he had nothing when he was born. God gave him everything. Now God had taken it away. Job still loved God. God talked to Satan again. He said everything had been taken from Job, and Job was still righteous. But Satan said Job would not be righteous if he were very sick. So God said Satan could make Job sick, but Satan could not kill him. Job became very sick. His body was covered with sores. He wished he had not been born. Job's wife asked if he still believed God was good. Job said he did. Job said God gave people good things. God sometimes let bad things happen to them. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. 3 of Job's friends came to see him. They were sorry for him. They told Job God punishes wicked people. They said God does not punish good people. The friends said Job must have been wicked. Bad things would not happen to him if he were righteous. Job told his friends they were not helping him. He said he had not been wicked. He did not know why so many bad things had happened to him. Job still believed in God. Job said he might die, but he would always love God. If he did die, he would be resurrected. He would have his body again. He would see God. Again, Job's friends told him he had been wicked. They said he may have taken things away from poor people, or he may not have helped people when they needed help. They said God knows when people are wicked. No one can hide his sins from God. They told Job to repent. Then God would bless him. Job told his friends he was righteous. He said God knew he was not wicked. Job said some wicked people do not have troubles, and some righteous people have many troubles. Job said he did not know why God had let bad things happen to him. Then Job heard the voice of God. God asked Job many questions. Where was Job when God made the world? What did Job know about the clouds, the snow, and the rain? What did Job know about the animals and the plants on the earth? God made these wonderful things. Job answered God. Job said he did not understand these things. God told Job men cannot always understand why God does things. Men must trust God no matter what happens to them. Then Job saw God. Job had been righteous through all his troubles. Job loved God. He trusted God. God told Job's friends he was angry at them. The things they told Job were not right. God told them to bring animals for a sacrifice. Job prayed for his friends. God blessed Job. He gave Job more than he had before. God gave him more animals. Job and his wife had more children. They were happy. Job lived to be a very old man. He was very righteous.